And now that's whereby we're still carrying on fighting for that site, because we want the, we don't want the heritage of the Jewish people. We don't want the tree of the Jewish people, because we know that they said that the school is not a brick, it's a stone. That is their kids' heritage. And the trees that are standing there is their kids' heritage. We don't want the heritage of them. We've got nothing to do with the school, we've got nothing to do with the trees there. The only thing that we want from you is to release the land that's at the backside of the school, of the south of their side. Because that land is a big land that can have on that side 700 units out of it. Not 270, there can be 700 units that comes out there. And as the social housing units that will come out there, that everyone can live in peace. And if I can take you to my place where I'm living, where I pay 2,500 rent, you won't believe it. The rats are running up and down, the cockroaches are full, the holes are inside the walls, the holes are on the floor. You have to wake up and take a broom first before you step down from your bed and sweep everything that comes underneath the floor. So that's whereby we as Reclaim the City, and we as the inner city people, the Western Cape people that lives here in RSA, we want you to lift up your head and stand together with us, and not pushing us far from you. Just push us near to you, be our family, see the pain that we are living in Sea Point. As I came from Worcester, I never stayed in the location. And I don't think I will stay there, because it's not for me and it's not for my kids. Where I came to Sea Point. Sea Point is Sea Point now as it is there. But when I came in Sea Point, where Checker Center is, it was a tennis court where we playing netball. When I came to Sea Point, there by Shoprite, it was Grand Bazaar. And everything I did turn upside down. There are people that got a lot of money, Helen. Like Mojo Hotel now. It's taking a lot of huge spaces in Sea Point, whereby we as the inner city people that are living in Sea Point, that are working there, we don't want to wake up 3 o'clock to come to work. Because we want you to stand with us and work with us and give us places to stay as we are there. You know what? At the Helen Bowden Nurses Home, I'm there now a month and 2 weeks. I'm living without electricity there.
No water.
No water there. I had to take water when I'm finished washing myself to put it in a bucket. If I want to go to the loo, I have to take that bucket with me when I finish to throw that water in there. And that is not healthy. And that is not nice. And that's whereby we want you, as the Premier of the Western Cape, as the government of the Western Cape, to feel our pain as a human being. Just do what you're supposed to do for us as human beings, as inner city people. Because we're not going to move out of Sea Point. We're not going to go to Wolverhampton. We are not going to Pelican Park. And we are not going to Mitchell's Plain or Khayelitsha or Guguletu or Langa. We want to be there in the inner city where the Jews are staying. We want to stay also there. We want to be ratepayers also there in Sea Point. And that's whereby you come in. To come to us at the Helen Bowden Nurses Home, speak to your people, let them put electricity on there. Speak to the council to put the water on, because it's no need that we're living like that. In the inner city, ask people that are voting for you guys, that love that side.
Who you vote for is not the issue, and it will never be, well, while I'm in government, I can promise you that. We run a fair system, and we run a fair system according to criteria, and who people vote for is never ever the issue. But Mrs. Madikana, can I just respond in this way?
Okay.
The scale of the challenge is very, very big. Many people are coming to Cape Town, just like you did many years ago, in search of work. Mm-hmm. And we are facing a major challenge to make sure they have their rights met here, which we want to do, at every level. So, for example, our statistics show us that the number of pupils in our schools in Khayelitsha over the last 4 years has grown by 30%. But the money hasn't come with, because the money on the equitable share scheme only comes after the census. So we're sitting with this enormous challenge of trying to get pupil-teacher ratios right for those children who need it most. So there's an unbelievable pressure on our budgets at the moment. Now, one of the very important areas is housing, as you know. And we are trying by all means to ensure that we develop and deliver housing as fast as possible. And it's often very, very difficult. And we go over the budgets because people often don't want to move their shacks so we can build like on the Joe Slovo site. You've seen that place there. We have great difficulty in getting houses built because often of community conflicts. But there are different layers of subsidy in the housing system. There are for the indigent, the RDP houses. Then there are now for the people who earn over 3,500 rand a month, but that category is going to apparently change as the minister adjusts those housing bans. Then that's the next category who's expected to go into social housing and pay something for their houses. And then there are the rental accommodation and various models of affordable. I don't have to go through them all now. And we are trying to cater to all of those income bands. And one of the very important things we're trying to do is to develop models on high-value land where people are prepared to pay a market-related price to subsidize people who can't pay a market-related price. Those are the kinds of models that we have to work on. And even, for example, in Pinelands, on the 22-hectare Conradi site, and you know Pinelands well, you used to work there, even on that 22-hectare Pinelands site, we will develop a lot of social or affordable housing units. Affordable housing units. They won't be social housing units, but they'll be affordable housing units, where it is only viable because the state is writing off the cost of the land, and businesses and private buyers will cross-subsidize the affordable units. So that is the model that we're working on. Otherwise, it is not potentially affordable at all for poorer people. And otherwise you get what you have, the down market rating, which is the richer people finding a lovely flat where they want and saying, oh, I'll pay 10 times the amount for this thing. So to get the balance right and to make sure that some houses are available and as many as possible are available for affordable housing is a major challenge. And we're trying to balance all of those things. As you know, Helen Bowden is one of the sites and Woodstock Hospital is one of the sites. And our big pioneering one that we wanted to test all of the assumptions and which is a game changer in our government is the Pinelands site, because it brings together all of those factors. Factors like the scale, the size, the accessibility, the public transport, all of those issues. So, we are working on this very, very hard. But when you look at the scale of the demand, Mrs. Madikana, and this is why I'm trying to get your information, your personal information, with the ID number that you gave me, 6611 or whatever it is, I can't remember exactly out of my head now. The reason that I'm trying to get that is that I'm trying to see how we would allocate those units, because it would have to be fairly. I can't give some people units because they came to my house and not other people, right? So we have to have a system whereby you can say, okay, these people would qualify. So I've got to make sure that you're on the database. I've got to find out the date you registered on the database. I've got to find out where you registered on the database. I've got to find out if you've ever benefited before. Because the system works like this. The system says if you've got a free house or you've benefited from the state before, you can't benefit a second time, which seems fair, doesn't it?
I registered in 1997.
Okay, so all of these things I need to find out. When we have the affordable units in the inner city, and I hope it'll come quicker rather than later, because public objections and public participation processes take a very long time. I've been walking around the ground in Pinelands and Thornton for a long time to try and make sure that the public objections don't keep us in court for 3 years.
But you don't want to come and walk in Singpoint with us.
No, you see, the thing is that the people, when I have to work with people who are prepared to work within the law.
Then come and work with us as Reclaim the City. We will also work with you in the law, and we will take you around Seapoint so that you can see the places, the vegan lands.
I promise you, I have walked around there, and when I go around there, I see you put a picture of me on the wall of Tafelberg with Hendrik van Wood. When's Antonio?
Mama, when are you coming? I'm one of the occupiers at the moment at the Helen Wouter site. I'm there for a reason. I'm homeless. You're staying in a big mansion here. Uh-huh. So what do you think about us?
I think a lot about
I don't live with my family as a mother. I've got two grandchildren. Our electricity has been cut off, which is a priority. We're heating towards winter. We're using the bucket system. So that now, today, it's an emergency thing. And I want you, when you enter this gate, can you make sure from today we're getting lights in the Helen Bowder site? And water. Because we cannot use the bucket system in the inner city. Why did they cut off the electricity? We cannot cook.
Can I say this thing to you, ma'am? I said that I would certainly work with anyone who wants to work within the law. Mm. We have to work within the law. If we say fine, it's okay just to go and occupy a site. It will become completely ungovernable.
How?
Because the scale of the occupations will be absolutely massive. We can't do this. We have to try and get cooperation from people so that we can make bigger progress with the houses we're building and quicker progress with the solutions that we're trying to create for affordable housing in well-located lands.
If you ever come and visit the site while you heard that there were people that were occupying the site, did you make an effort of just taking 2 minutes of your time to come and see the conditions that we're living in at this present moment? Then you can come up with that kind of statement.
Let me say this. Somebody said, how long? I can take you through all the legal processes that we have to go through. And those are mandated by law.
Helen?
If you don't go through every step... Just give me a
minute.
Let me interrupt you there.
Okay. When we moved in there, there were electricity. Just in 3 days' time, when they find out we are inside there, they come and cut the electricity off.
Where do they get the authority to do that?
Come and cut the electricity off. And whereby we face him for that. He said that, but you guys gonna need to pay it. We ask him, in whose bill do we need to pay electricity in? Whereby the electricity that we find here was not being paid. But from that day, he just went further. And William sent him, because that is the order that they are getting from you to cut the electricity off.
And the water.
There were no water at least, but they can release the water back. And they can give us the electricity back, because you are having a light here, day and night. You've got everything that's working for you, nice. But we, as the occupations there, we're watching the documentaries every day. How are people living in other countries? And we are still suitable and smart here in the Western Cape. We doesn't do that vulnerable. And we don't want to work it vulnerable with you, because that's whereby we are still begging you to do these things for us, because we still have a pile of surprises. And that's whereby you are coming in to come and do it for us. As you can pick up the phone and call Williams and tell Williams to tell Philander he's working at the government side, and that is the DC, that's there, security guards, that guys with the maroon. Can you call Williams and tell Williams to call Philander, to tell Philander to switch the electricity on?
We are not intent
of moving out there, Helen. And I have to tell you now, next week and Tuesday, I'm putting in 100 people in there, because I am not on the way to move out. And that is my home also. As the same as Sisi Gu in Woodstock. That's whereby we are changing the names of the places, because that is not now anymore Helen Bowden Nurses Home. Oh. That is Ahmad Katrada. And the site in Woodstock, it is Sisi Gu. And that's whereby I say to you that you stand in there to give us also what we want, Helen.
Okay, let me just say this.
We are not here to fight with you, but we want what is also for us. That will be, if, do you know what, when you go to bed with a mind that are full and stressing, wake up with a mind that are full and stressing because of living at the backyard, and whereby if you do a mistake, you doesn't know if you are out of your job or you in your job, because of you place. Did do a simple mistake, and that's whereby you come in to give us our own keys that we can open our own door with peace in mind.
Maxine, I'm going to have a lecture. I'll see you soon. Hi. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Oh, stop.
I think I'm looking for you guys. Where are you going?
I'm going Strand Street. Do you want to get in?
Yeah, because I need to... can I get my bag quickly out there? Because I need to go to work.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where now? Who's opening this for you?
Maxine? Sorry, just one second. Thank you.